This is the Side Hustle Show with Nick Loper, episode 34, a subscription-based service business in your spare time.
Welcome to the Side Hustle Show, where aspiring part-time entrepreneurs learn how to turn their side hustle dreams into reality. Because your 9-to-5 may make you a living, but your 5-to-9 makes you alive. And now, your host, Nick Loper.
Hey everybody, Nick Loper here. Welcome to the Side Hustle Show. This is episode 34, a subscription-based service business in your spare time. I'm joined by Ryan Coate from WPAmplify.com, who actually joined me on his lunch break from his day job. How cool is that? He's actually got his side business up to $4,500 a month, and that's largely recurring revenue from small business clients. It's awesome stuff. I can't wait to get into it. But first, as per the usual, I do have a quick shout out for Christina this time for a new 5-star iTunes review. She says, always walk away with new information in the business entrepreneurship world. Podcasts and blogs can get a bit stale with the same content regurgitated over and over again, but the Side Hustle Show is refreshing because it provides interesting angles, actionable takeaways, and fun guests. Christine, thank you so much for that, and best of luck with your own podcast launch. I know you're going to crush it. Hey, all the show notes for this episode are at sidehustlenation.com/episode34. Okay, you guys ready? Let's do it. Hey, Ryan, welcome to the Side Hustle Show.
Thanks, Nick. Excited to be here.
I'm excited for this show, too. So everybody, Ryan's a fellow side hustler, a family man, a real estate investor. He's been involved in the internet marketing world for more than a decade and has seen plenty of highs and lows, like everybody, and which he talks about at his site, internetbusinesspassion.com. But I think he's onto something really big with his latest project, a small business SEO service that's now generating $4,500 a month in revenue. That's just outstanding. So Ryan, take me back in time. How does a side hustle of this magnitude get started?
Well, I mean, I come from a family of entrepreneurs. So I think that helps a little bit with my motivation and ambition towards my various side hustles. And like you said, I've been involved with this stuff for more than a decade. So I've always had different side hustles going on, from network marketing, AdSense sites, e-commerce, affiliate marketing. But when I sold, I had an e-commerce site as a side hustle. It was going well. I sold it. And then I was looking for my next project. And I knew I was good at SEO. I had started developing, you know, a good skill set with search engine optimization. And I figured it was something that I could provide to small businesses. And it just kind of snowballed from there. I mean, I started contacting small businesses, started getting clients. And so my side hustle right now is called WP Amplify. I help small businesses that have WordPress websites optimize their site, generate more leads, support the site. And I have a bunch of clients I help on the side, and it's turned into a pretty cool side hustle.
Yeah, that's awesome. So tell me about how you're getting those first few clients. Like, you don't have much of a portfolio to build off. Well, you got your personal stuff or your past projects to speak of. So are you just going knocking on doors, like, you know, in your hometown?
Yeah, so I mean, getting clients is definitely tough. It's definitely a wear down process. I use a bunch of different strategies. I mean, kind of taking a step back, the reason this became, you know, it's a recurring income, right, with the side hustle. But when I started out the SEO, my original plan was actually not to make it recurring. As weird as that sounds, my original plan was to do like these SEO booster shots where I'd help clients with like one-time optimizations, build some links out and drip them out, and not be locked into monthly contracts with a client where there's obligations every month. But I quickly learned that that's, you know, getting new clients, you know, if I get a new client and it's only a one-time thing, I have to find a new client, that would get old pretty quickly. And it wasn't in the best interest of my clients to only be doing these one-time booster shots for SEO. Okay. And as you probably know now with SEO, that's even more impossible because SEO is just, you know, it's semi-chaos now.
It's a constant phase. Battle. So there's some value in kind of having, you know, for the company standpoint, oh, I don't have to worry about that now. I've got my guy on it, you know?
Yeah, every month. So it's so to go back to your question, how to get new clients, you know, the website's a big factor, you know, generating, constantly tweaking that and trying to get targeted traffic to the site, like any business, and then convert that into a lead, and then hopefully sell them on becoming a client. I'm starting to get into a little bit of paid traffic, you know, to get new clients with Facebook ads and a little bit of pay-per-click, a little bit of social media. It all works kind of synergistically. You know, I do some outreach to my existing contacts and some cold outreach. But my secret sauce for getting new clients and something that has really been monumental with growing my side hustle, because it's been 3 years now since I've been doing this particular side hustle, is strategic partnerships. It's been absolutely enormous for me. Finding companies that, you know, are complementary to my service but not competitive. So in my case, it's PPC, pay-per-click vendors, and website designers. So they have clients, especially website designers, they have clients, they design a website for them, then they refer them to me for a monthly commission. So, I'm taking care of their clients and they're getting a monthly commission. And that's been my secret sauce. That's probably been, and then referrals, of course, but I would say strategic partnerships has been my number one way to get new clients.
Okay. No, that's really smart. So it's like, what's the old joke in the SEO business? Just Google SEO company and hire whoever comes up on top. So it's a little bit different tactic than that. So that's pretty smart. Now, how do you decide on pricing for this stuff? How, what's the value to the companies?
Like, how do I determine what to charge them?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's like, what's the going rate or does that even matter?
There's a lot. I mean, the typical clients that I work with, they're on average, they're paying me $600 bucks a month. But I have some that are less, that they don't need the actual support part of my service. There is a lot of variables with it, because if I'm working with a really super competitive – a client in a really super competitive niche, you know, that would go up a little bit. Or if in some cases I've got clients that are paying a little bit less if they're looking for really specific geo-targeted organic rankings. But on average, I'm getting anywhere from $500 to $600. That's the typical client that I go after. You know, the bigger guys, the ones that are in really big niches or they have a lot of money to spend, I tend to shy away from that because they require more hand holding, and as a side hustle, it's really hard to hold their hand too much. So my sweet spot seems to be $500 to $600 bucks a month.
Okay. And what does that buy the client in terms of, you know, the work that you do, in terms of the time investment on your side?
Yeah, so I don't price based on my time. Like, I end up always putting a lot of time into this, but I don't say, hey, for X amount of hours you're going to get this. I base it purely on value. You know, they're paying me, say $500 bucks a month, and are they getting leads from it, and are they making more than they're spending with me? And you know, the typical client I'm working with, you know, whether it be a lawyer or a fertility doctor or, you know, hardwood flooring specialist, a new client to them is worth a lot of money. So I always look at it from an ROI point of view, but the basics of what they get is, you know, my consulting. I'm there to answer any questions they want help with. Keyword research, the initial optimization of their website for those keywords, monthly link building, and then I'm also now doing something I hadn't been doing a couple of years ago, but now I'm doing it because of all the changes in Google, is blogging for them every month and, you know, promoting the content. So it's not just links anymore.
Okay. Now, are you doing all the work yourself, or do you have a team in place to help do these links and write these blog posts?
I have a team. Yeah, I have a team. I have a team for link building. I have a team for content. Some of the stuff I do myself, like keyword research and, you know, tweaking the site for those keywords, and then posting the actual blog posts. But I have a team that will write the content for me and build links. And then in that case, I kind of just oversee them. It's kind of like project management. Mm-hmm. I use Google Docs for that, just to keep on top of what everyone's doing. So it's very manageable. I know it sounds like a lot, and you know, having a professional service as a side hustle, you know, it's definitely work, because you've got companies that are depending on you for whatever you're offering them. But if you set up certain processes and you have the right team, it's definitely manageable. I mean, I've been doing it for 3 years now, so.
Right. I was trying to brainstorm what other kind of services like would lend itself to this kind of model on an ongoing basis. Yeah. Like SEO is perfect for it because the algorithms are constantly changing and it's just always a battle to stay up at the top of the rankings. Any other services that kind of come to mind for this stuff?
I mean, any kind of marketing, really. I mean, pay-per-click, social media, SEO, even marketing consulting on a general basis. I think marketing lends itself very well to a recurring model. IT, computer type stuff, like off the top of my head, you know, I can imagine a small business needing help on a monthly basis with, you know, because, you know, I know with my full-time job, IT stuff is always coming up, you know,
yeah.
Like computers going down and this and that. So we're on a monthly retainer with them. So I would imagine, you know, like computer IT stuff would be a good reoccurring, I guess, a reoccurring model for a side hustle. Even on web design, I mean, I know web design is typically a one-time project, but you always need tweaks after the site's built, you know, so some sort of monthly maintenance package or, you know, some sort of support package where the web designer is doing updates and doing security scans and checking for viruses every month and just kind of staying on top of it, whereas a typical business owner might not have time for that type of stuff. And, you know, even like out of the box stuff, like I, you know, before we spoke, I was thinking about this and, you know, I have two small daughters, 3 and 1, and my wife and I take them to a photographer. And this isn't a side hustle for her, but you could do photography as a side hustle, I guess, on the weekends.
I know, that's what my wife does.
Oh, really? All right, there you go. So now this might be a good idea for you then, for your wife. So my photographer, so as soon as our two babies were born, we go in for basically quarterly photo shoots. So she takes pictures of the baby when like 2 weeks, I think it's 1 month old. It's every quarter.
Okay.
And then at the end of the year, you get a nice book of all the pictures of like basically the baby, you know, being born. And then when she's one and he or she is 1 year old. So it's not monthly reoccurring income, but it's quarterly reoccurring income. And it adds a reoccurring model or reoccurring element to something that's traditionally
a one-time deal. No, that's cool. That's a good idea. So what's your day job? Just curious.
It's a company that was started in the mid-60s by my grandfather's brother called the Ballantine Corporation. We do the core services, direct mail printing, like the stuff you get in your mailbox.
Okay.
But I also handle – we have a digital division, and I handle SEO for the digital division, and we work with companies that are much bigger than what I'm dealing with on my side hustle.
And so. Okay, so it's bigger. That's what I was kind of getting at. So it's a marketing company, but they don't have any issue with this SEO business on the side as like a conflict of interest, or they, hey, those should be our clients or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean, no, I mean, yeah, I guess I guess I'm walking. I don't want to say in a fine line because I'm very conscious. Like, I don't do any of this during my work hours. You know, it's all before and after work or after work, depending on what my schedule is.
Right.
And, you know, I'm going after a much – like a typical client for Ballantine Digital, they're paying us up to $2,000 a month. So I'm attracting a much different kind of company versus my side hustle. So I'm very conscious of not getting the two blurred. So right now, no, there is no issue. And, you know, to be honest, the skills that I've learned – on my side hustle with just SEO and managing expectations and managing clients, it's helped me a lot with the full-time job because I've been doing the side hustle longer on the digital side versus my full-time job. So, yeah. But good question. That's a good question.
So you mentioned that you don't have any, like, you don't have any contracts to keep the, you know, billing going month after month, but it's more just like, hey, if you see the return on investment, if you see the value on this, that's kind of how the recurring billing is set up.
Yeah. So I don't have contracts. I recently implemented agreements where I basically outline what I'm doing for them and they sign it that they are acknowledging what I'm doing for them. I use a electronic signature service called HelloSign. I'm not affiliated with them. I'm just mentioning it because that's what I use.
Okay.
So I have all signed agreements, but I don't have contracts. And I, you know, there is the benefit of having a contract, of course, because you've got that predictable income of 6 months or a year or whatever. But I encourage your audience, if they're thinking about starting a, you know, professional services as a side hustle, see if you can make it work without the contract. Have an agreement in place, but I would encourage them not to have a contract, because it just lowers the barrier for them signing up with you. Then they know that this is not, they're not committing to a year engagement. And on your end, on my end and your audience's end, it just forces you to have to prove yourself every month, which is, you know, it's tough, but it's a big selling point when you're trying to get new clients.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, they know that. They know every month you have to prove your worth, because every month they're going to see that charge on their credit card bill. And they're going to, even if you're doing a great job, they're going to question, you know, is this the guy or girl for me? Should I continue doing this? And so you have to constantly prove yourself.
You know, on the technical side, are you doing just recurring billing through PayPal or something?
Yeah, I do PayPal. Most of my clients are on automatic. You know, they just get their credit card gets billed every 30 days until they cancel. I have some that I have one that wants me to send them an invoice through the mail, and they pay by check.
Okay.
But I try to get them signed up on, so I don't have to worry about payments. It just comes in automatically. So PayPal's good. There's a bunch of others. I know people say PayPal sometimes holds your money. I've never had any issues, to be honest with you. So I just use them because it's kind of universal. Everyone knows them.
Right. Do you have any pushback when, so you've done, you know, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months of SEO work, you've gotten your client from, you know, the dark ages up to, you know, the first page of Google, and then they say, well, hey, we don't need you anymore, we're on the first page now?
Because most of them doing blogging too, so okay. I'm constantly emailing them the blog posts, and they like seeing that new content on their site. And I think with at least my side hustle, it's all about setting expectations. Yeah, you know, I made sure that they know that SEO is not a permanent thing. That even when you get to that first page, there is maintenance required, because they're not the only company doing it. There's competitors that want their spots, so there is a certain maintenance element of it, and also, you know, once they establish certain rankings, we can look at new keywords and optimizing new pages. And so there's always something that, you know, once you reach that first page, there's always something else to do. There's other keywords to go after, like I said, or other pages to optimize or maintain those rankings, or try to get them a little bit higher, or focus more on the blogging. So there's always something that that needs to be done.
Okay, I like it. So anything else we should consider if somebody else is trying to think of doing this? So we've covered kind of the strategic partnerships, which I really like, structuring it not as a contract, but as a recurring model that, you know, somebody can see the results on a monthly basis. And so what else should people consider if they're trying to do a similar service business on the side?
I think that, you know, you have to understand that communication is key when you're doing a professional services side hustle, especially because you're doing a recurring charge. You don't want to go dark on the client. You want to make sure that they need to know that you're constantly thinking about their business. And it doesn't mean you need to overwhelm them with constant communication. But, you know, just to give you an example of what I'll do, you know, the blogging, we blog twice per month for each client. So twice a month, they're getting an email from me with, you know, here's the latest blog post. I also do a monthly newsletter to my clients. And then I'll shoot them off, you know, random updates here and there, so that they know that I'm constantly thinking about their business, and that, you know, they're not wondering, hey, is this person doing anything?
Okay.
So I would definitely recommend to your audience, you know, communication is key. Make sure that your clients know that you're thinking about them. And on that note, something new that I'm doing, I think, is a really cool tool that anyone thinking about doing professional services I'd also definitely needs to consider, you know, is CRM, you know, customer relationship management. The tool that I'm using, again, not affiliated, just who I'm using, it's called Ace of Sales. Have you heard about them?
I haven't heard of Ace of Sales. I was trying Contactually for a little bit, but then couldn't buck up and pay for it.
Ace of Sales is a company. There's a sales guy called Jeffrey Gittimer. He's a crazy sales guy. You know, he teaches sales training or whatever. Okay. And he came out with this product called Ace of Sales. I'm not sure if he still owns it, but that's not important. So Ace of Sales is a CRM tool that enables you to keep track of your contacts, send really slick looking professional emails. But what I'm using it for too is you can send direct mail through the tool itself. Not the kind of direct mail that we're talking about with my full-time job. This is like one-off kind of a greeting card type stuff. So what I just did for the holidays, you know, we're recording this middle of December. So I just sent a happy holidays card to all my clients from within Ace of Sales. So they're getting a greeting card that looks like I sent it to them with a first-class stamp, you know, thanking them for their business. It's personalized.
Wow.
So I, you know, that kind of
I was going to ask if it was an email or if it was like a real card.
No, it's a real card. It comes
that's
in like a
classy. That's looks classy. Like,
I know. It's great. I sent one to myself, and my wife got it. My wife got it. She's like, "Wow, that's really nice looking." I know. It took me like 2 minutes to send from the dashboard. I have all my contacts uploaded. I just pick the design, write the little message. It pulls in their first name, and it goes to whoever printer they use, and it gets delivered like 4 or 5 days later, and it's not that expensive. So I think, you know, that personal kind of touch will keep. As long as you're getting results for your clients in whatever professional service you choose, as long as you're getting results, as long as you're keeping communication with them, and as long as they have the budget, of course, every month, that those kind of personal touches like that, like the greeting cards, whether you use an Ace of Sales type tool or you mail it out, you know, the manual way, that kind of personal touch I think is really key to keeping them a customer for a long time.
Yeah, you keep kind of... Yeah, like you said, the results matter first, but then the second part is if you're kind of staying in constant contact, in front of mind. I really like that.
Yeah, I think it's been working really well. So, other things I can tell you is that, you know, if your audience is trying to think about if they are interested in doing professional services as a side hustle, you know, it's just think about, like, what are you good at? You know, what kind of – everyone's got a certain skill. You know, everyone's got a skill set that they've developed over the years. So I would start by thinking, like, what am I good at? Jot down the ideas. For me, it was the SEO thing was obvious. I knew – because that's just something I had taken interest to and I had been doing for myself. But think about, like, what are you good at and what could you actually provide to a business owner that would be valuable? And even things that you are semi-good at but you could quickly develop into a skill. Because small business owners, if that's a niche you're going after, they're short on time and they need experts to help them with certain things. So, you know, jot down what you're good at and then think about, you know, what can, you know, how much value can I provide to a business owner with this service? Would they pay monthly for it? And just jot down all the ideas, jot down everything you got, everything that comes to mind, and then just start analyzing each specialty in more detail and then figure out which one you think is the best and, you know, what does your gut tell you and just go for it, you know?
I like it. Yeah. A friend of mine told me the story the other day where he was like driving down the road. He saw like these little, you know, roadside, you know, like lawn signs basically for a CrossFit gym, except like it had like, I don't know, 100 words of text and like a tiny phone number on the sign or something. He was like, "This is terrible. I'm driving by 30 miles an hour. I'm never going to read this sign and remember what the phone number was." So he calls up this gym. And he's like, you need help with your marketing. I'm going to change the sign for you. And so they put like CrossFit 1 week trial or something, you know, and phone number. And he's like, "Hey, I started getting calls like right away. And so now my friend, you know, for him and his whole family, free CrossFit membership. And so he's like, "Hey, that would be $300 or $400 a month, you know, for the whole family." So even if it's not for money, you know, here's a little barter agreement they've got set up.
So why doesn't your friend do – it sounds like he's a copywriter or something. Why doesn't he do a copy for small businesses – for business owners or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, you know, he's got a paid element of it too for sure.
Okay. Yeah. That's yeah, I mean marketing is – there's so much you could do with it. There's so many different facets of marketing that lend itself to, you know, reoccurring revenue. So that's pretty neat. Pretty neat.
Super cool. Hey, Ryan, let's wrap up with your number one tip for Side Hustle right. Nation.
Number one tip, and I kind of mentioned this, but I really want to stress this because I think it's really important that you know, if you are going to, you know, start a professional service, is strategic partnerships. It's really, and even in my full-time job, honestly, in the digital side, I have strategic partnerships there too, and we do on the print side, direct mail. We work with consultants that refer business to us for commission. It's the best of both worlds because they're getting some commission out of it, and they know that you're going to take care of your client. There's already that trust. There's already that trust element. Like their client trusts them, and they're referring them to you, and so they there's no like that. Salesman, the defenses don't go up. You know, the trust is already there. So I would definitely think about all the different strategic partnerships that you can develop. And sometimes you only need a couple to make a difference. Like on my side hustle, I've got two key strategic partnerships that keep me very busy with new business. So I would definitely urge your audience to, once they figure out what that service is that they're going to provide to companies, you know, figure out obviously what they're going to do to get new business and stuff. But one of those things should definitely be strategic partnerships.
Find the complementary, the ancillary services that that your client would also be in the market for. That makes perfect sense. I really like that one.
Yeah. I it's been important for me.
Awesome. Ryan, thanks so much. Hey, everybody, check Ryan out at WPAmplify.com and also InternetBusinessPassion.com. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Nick. Take care.
There it is. Number one, figure out what you're good at that might be of value to small businesses. Number two, figure out what complementary services they're already hiring and create partnerships with those guys. And number three, deliver the goods, keep them coming back month after month after month. So what do you think about this unique service business side hustle? I kind of like it. Let me know in the comments at sidehustlenation.com/episode34. Have you ever tried something similar? Are you going to try something now? Let me know. All right, that's it for the show, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, go out there, make something happen, and I'll see you next week in episode 35.
Thanks for listening to The Side Hustle Show at www.sidehustlenation.com.